Welcome to You and Two. I am Leah Hart.
And I'm Ben Barnett.
Thank you for tuning in to our very first episode of our very new podcast.
Oh yeah. Here we crack down on the serious issues of today so you can make the best decisions for your tomorrow.
So today we want to introduce ourselves to everyone listening and share a bit about ourselves and who we are and where we come from. So Ben, why don't you get started?
Thanks, Leah, by the way. I really appreciate that. Such a gentlewoman. What do you know? Leah and I, we both go to the greatest college in Northwest Arkansas, John Brown University. We're up-and-coming first-year students, psychology majors, as it happens, with a heart for God and a love for all UConn folk. Whoa. Sorry. My country accent has been out lately. Sorry, folks. I am from Mississippi, in case you didn't know, and sometimes that does just happen. So, Leah, while I get my voice all figured out, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm from a small town in Missouri where I grew up with two brothers, a half-sister, and a foster brother. I have a really awesome blog where I share my life, and I also take some pretty cool photos. So if you want to check me out, I'll have the links for both our Instagrams down below and my blog.
So yeah, you might be wondering, why the heck am I even listening to this thing? And honestly, we just want to communicate to you that our purpose for this podcast is really just to share with our listeners practical information that can help them shape your daily life.
Our topics will range anywhere from impactful history, philosophical questions to, I don't know, everyday life.
Yeah, so today we don't really want to hit y'all up with anything too deep, but we just want to update y'all on where we're at and just let y'all know we're real people too. We aren't a couple of series just talking to you through your microphones.
So, with that being said, we thought it'd be fun to share some of our favorite things. So we have a list of questions that we're going to be answering, and we think they're super fun, and we hope you'll get a laugh out of them.
It's on Pinterest, which we love. Hit us up on Pinterest. Actually, I don't have a Pinterest, so you can hit me up.
Okay, so we have 33 questions here that we found on Pinterest. So here we go. Mm-hmm.
So first question, Leah, if you could buy any type of food, what would you buy?
I would buy French fries because that's like most of my diet. So,
hey, we learned about it in biology, right? All you need is sugars, fats, and proteins.
So, Ben, if you could buy any type of food, what would you buy?
Ooh, man. If price wasn't an option, if that wasn't an issue, I would say I would buy a medium rare steak. Ugh.
So, Ben, what color is your toothbrush?
Ooh, that is actually, wait, it's purple.
Same.
Hey, what's up? Oh, learn new things every day.
Okay, so what is one of the things you would put on your bucket list?
Oh, I actually, me and my girlfriend went to Barnes & Noble and bought a bucket list book. Actually, it has like different things and it says like, describe your experience. So one of the ones on there, skydiving. That would be so dope. I would love to skydive attached to a person who can actually skydive. That would be my preference.
Makes sense.
What would you?
One of the things that's actually on my bucket list is to see Alison Krauss in concert because she's been like one of those artists that I've listened to since I was 7 to like now, and she's still producing music, so I think it'd be really cool to see her in concert.
That's dope.
Ben, so who do you admire the most? Okay, God's the one you admire the most.
He's supreme, yes.
So who's like second or third on the list?
Oh gosh, I would say my sister Emily. I have so much respect for her. She's 27, so she's still really, really young, but she's just modeled what it looks like to be a Christ follower, but also be in the world, but not of the world. And so I have a lot of respect for her. I admire how she comes alongside me and other people like me, like my other younger brother or my older sister Claire, and just shelters us and brings us closer to the Lord with every conversation we have. What would you say, Leah?
That was deep. Okay, so I'm going to go with Oprah because every stage in her life, she has been like a very inspiring like public figure. Mm-hmm. And so I admire that about her. And she doesn't use her fame as something negative or like influence people in a bad way. Mm-hmm. So I'd really admire that character about her.
Oh, I just thought of somebody else I admire a lot. Dang. Like, I love my sister, I love Francis Chan, too. All y'all people, look up Francis Chan. I love that man. Looking at him in high school. That sounds weird. I didn't look at him in high school.
Yikes.
I watched YouTube videos and sermons that he did at his church, and his love and his passion for the Lord is so evident, and his fear of the Lord is something that I've never really encountered anyone else. And so I would say Francis Chan, totally up there, way up there. Great guy. Love the dude. Look him up. Ooh, Leah, what is your favorite summer activity?
working. I mean, that's what I do most of the time. You know, gotta pay for college. Second favorite summer activity is probably just like watching the sunset.
Fair.
And like driving places and like jamming to music, like with the windows down, and just, I don't know, enjoying like the heat, I guess.
My favorite summer activity is actually, so there's this thing specific to, it's an event specific to Mississippi. It's called the Neshoba County Fair. It happens in Neshoba County. It has kind of a rough history, but I prefer to see the brighter sides of it. I've grown up there, going and visiting with my family. It's kind of like a massive reunion from my extended family, and we all pile up in this cabin, which is full of, you know, arguing but loving and caring, and it's so much fun. And all around, there's just so much to do. They have actually a bunch of country artists come, up and coming country artists, or even like well established, like Tim McGraw came one year. And then they have other like influential speakers. So most of them are for the Republican Party. Mississippi is pretty biased. And then they'll have horse races and anti-car shows. They have a midway that runs all throughout the week, and it's just a great, great time to spend with family and friends, and just have a great time.
Good answer. Thanks. Okay, so if a movie was made about your life, what genre would it be, and who would play you?
Oh, man. So I love a good action and adventure, you know? Like Lord of the Rings and Frodo, or who even knows, like... Man, so many good ones. I actually just watched Lord of the Rings with my girlfriend, and she loved it. So, or I think she did. She made it out like she loved it. I'll have to talk to her after this, folks. We'll get back to you on that. Who would play me? Man, I love Sean Astin. Like, speaking of Lord of the Rings, that man is so awesome. If you see him as Bob in Stranger Things, that man is the bomb. He's the Bob. Bob the Bomb!
Bob the Bomb!
Yes, Bob's the Bomb. So, definitely love that guy, that actor. What would you say, Leah?
If it was made about my life, and what genre would it be? It would be, I want to say romantic comedy. Who would play me? I'm going to go with either Kate Walsh, because Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, any of her shows are just 10 out of 10. Or Michelle Monaghan. If you could be any flavor of ice cream, what ice cream flavor would you be and why?
I would probably be the nastiest flavor because I don't want people eating me. That just sounds unpleasant. What would you say, Leah?
I would be cookies and cream ice cream. Why? Because it's delicious and kind of salty.
Okay, we read these questions very differently. what is your favorite cartoon character and why?
Sid the Science Kid.
Oh gosh.
So who's your favorite cartoon character and why?
Oh gosh, that is a difficult one. As a kid, I loved Phineas and Ferb. That man, he did summer like a boss. Like nobody does summer like Phineas. So I would
and
say
Ferb.
That man. Okay.
Ferb did summer.
I do. Ferb is my favorite, actually. I take it back. Ferb is an unspoken hero. It says nothing. Okay. Third note, like 11th.
Third.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I would go to Italy and play my Italian dinner playlist.
My girlfriend is so into that playlist.
Eat good Italian pizza. Even though I'm vegan, I would cheat for Italian pizza.
Really?
I would.
I don't know. Where would I want to go in the world? I've always wanted to go to Europe just to see some more historical places. America's only 200. Okay, it's not 200 years old. The Earth is like, what? A lot of years old.
A lot of years old.
I'm not in physical science right now, guys. I don't know. But I would say see some more well-established governments and structures and civilizations, because we hear so much about just the structure over there and how everything has kind of developed. So being able to see that for myself, I think would be great. It would be kind of selfish reasoning, but...
Meet me in Italy. What is your dream job?
Oh, this is relevant because we're in college where we're trying to get our dream job.
Wow!
my dream job would be to work with clients as a marriage and family therapist at this point. My really big hope, and it might be a little, a little unreasonable or unrealistic, would be to work with a Christian organization specifically, to work with families, because I feel like the best healer and the best helper in anyone's relationship is the Lord. And so having that basis of a strong Christian faith, I feel like, is the best way to heal relationships above all else. And so having God as the ultimate resource would be, I think, very beneficial, not only for my practice, but for the clients who come in. So what would you say is your dream job? Yeah.
Well, currently, like, if I were to go in for making money, mm-hmm. I want to be a clinical psychologist who treats adolescents with clinical disorders like depression and anxiety. But as of right now, my bigger picture is to eventually own a nonprofit, kind of like retreat that can offer girls, adolescent girls, a safe haven away from home to recover from depression and anxiety and eating disorders. So that's my goal. But to be more practical with that, to start off as a clinical psychologist. So
solid answer. What? Pretty great. That was a high five, guys. Are you a morning or night person? We're getting out of the deep questions here.
I am definitely a night person. I stay up till like midnight or like 2 every night and then struggle to wake up in the morning. I need to establish a better routine, but I just love the night. I just can't help it. So, Ben, what about you?
Yeah, I'm more about the nightlife as well. Actually, my first, guys, don't rat out me out on this, but
don't rat out me out.
So my first week actually back on campus after Christmas break, I was so much a night person and so little a morning person that I actually skipped my first 2 classes. It was like the second day of class, but hey, it actually worked out because neither of them kept attendance for that day. So I've been there every day in the book. What's up? So yeah, definitely night person. So, Leah, what would you say is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is recording podcasts on day one. My favorite hobby is drinking coffee.
Love that hobby. That's a great one. Right there with you. I love writing,
it's while drinking coffee?
Occasionally. My fear is always I'm going to drop it on the keyboard and Google Docs is just going to explode.
So, describe yourself in 3 words.
Jeez. That's not one of the words. Sorry, guys.
Jeez.
I mean, people sometimes do look at me and just say, man, what a great guy. Jeez.
Jeez.
But I wouldn't use that to describe myself. Ooh. I'll tell you what. Can we come back to that one? Think about that one for a little while?
I know mine.
Really?
I had a job interview the other day. And I had to tell them I described myself in 3 words. And I said...
Apparently she doesn't know, folks.
I said something along the lines of organized clean freak.
Oh.
And I think that's why they didn't call me back. The job was for a cleaning job, so like
maybe they were like, you're just too passionate about this job. We don't have those kind of standards, honestly.
Maybe, I don't know. So what would you do with your 15 minutes of fame?
Ooh. Well, considering this is my 15 minutes of fame, I don't know. I would say I would make a podcast.
What? Oh my gosh.
Guys, like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Okay. So, I have to answer.
Yes.
Same. Okay. For the sake of time, same.
Where would you go if you were invisible?
Wait. I thought it's what would you do if you were invisible? Can I answer that instead?
Sure.
What would I do if I was invisible? I would trick people. I would like... I wouldn't say I wouldn't pants them, but, like, I'd go up behind them and, like, put their shirt over their head or something funny like that. Or, like, take bites of their food while they aren't paying attention in the calf. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I would say I would do the same thing. I would, like, tie their shoelaces together on the table and they wouldn't even see me. I'd push people over and then, like, catch them. And then they'd be like, whoa.
It'd be like a force of
God. The Holy Spirit is holding me, holding me up. I don't know. I would do like SpongeBob and Patrick whenever they messed with Mr. Krabs in that one episode of SpongeBob because they had invisible spray paint and they sprayed themselves. And so they went around and made Mr. Krabs think there was a ghost. And hopefully things wouldn't turn out like it did. They were butt naked and got like the paint taken off of them. And so they had to walk out into all of the Krusty Krab butt naked. So let's hope that wouldn't happen to either of us. All right. What is your biggest addiction?
French fries. It's so bad.
Not where I thought I was going. I'm glad that's as far as it went.
But. And ice cream. And that's it.
Okay, fair. I would say sweets. Sweets are a big...
Sweets.
Sweets are a big
I would
issue.
Say sweets.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's my addiction at this point.
We are so thrilled that you made it to the end of our very first podcast. We hope you've enjoyed getting to know us a little bit better.
We hope you'll continue to tune in with us in the future so we can encourage you to engage in the serious issues of today so that you can make the best decisions of your tomorrow.
Tune in next time for some helpful tips on a variety of college topics.
Send any college questions you have to un2podcast@gmail.com. We will look forward to chatting with you next time. We hope you tune in. See you next time.